Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of Flesh Wound Farce, where we review and discuss your and our favorite comedy films. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me as always on this program, first in the Northern California Bay Area, world's famous juggler, Craig Larson. How you doing, Craig?
I'm flipping fantastic, Ozzy. I just finished work and I'm officially on vacation, so life's great. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic!
Of course, I yelled that away from a microphone. Yes, Flesh Wound producer Todd. Yes. Chilling, as always, I'm sure. Now, chilling. Ladies and gentlemen,
Are you chilling, Ozzy?
I'm not chill. It's 110 degrees outside. But I got, for those that enjoy me getting upset, I'll have a treat for you at the end of the program that once we conclude our review and discussion of the film Billy Madison, releasing on June 20th. Whoops, that is the other film that we will be reviewing. Billy Madison, releasing in 1995, February 10th, to be exact, with a runtime of 89 minutes. Rated PG-13. Todd, you got a trailer?
Yes, sir.
Let's roll it.
For 400 years, golf has been a gentleman's game.
Oh, my God. I picked the wrong fucking one. Well, now you can cuss all you want.
Wow. Wait a second. Wait a second. This is the wrong
because I clicked here.
And Adam Sandler movie.
And I guess I clicked that one.
We were in a future episode, ladies and gentlemen. We'll eventually do Happy Gilmore, but I wasn't prepared for that one.
Which I do got to say, by the way, when the beginning of the movie was starting, my wife was watching and like all the credits were coming up and then it said Adam Sandler and she was like, oh, okay. Just kept doing what she was doing.
Yikes.
Yeah.
All right, let's try this again.
Don't get up this time, Todd.
Suntan lotion is good for me.
Yeah, that looks much better.
He was born into privilege.
Oh, really, poor? Really?
And stood to inherit a fortune. But for 27-year-old Billy Madison, there's just one problem.
How could I hand over my company to someone who couldn't even get through school?
That's nice.
Billy is not an idiot. Give me one more chance. I'll prove I can take over. First grade through 12th grade, all over again. And then I get to take over Madison Hotels.
You're on.
I want you all to meet Billy.
Hey, 2 weeks of ABC.
Don't you think it's a little pathetic that just because of who your father is, you get to come to school all over again?
Yes, I do.
I already retarded or something.
Good morning, class. So let's all open up our reading is fun books to page 69.
Where's Billy? He's in school, man.
So what's it like being back in school?
I don't know. I kind of feel like an idiot sometimes. Although I am an idiot, so it kind of works out.
Universal Pictures presents
Norman Invasion of England.
1066.
That is correct.
Adam Sandler.
I am the smartest man alive!
Spanish Armada.
1466.
67. Billy Madison.
1469. 1514. 1981.
God, give me the answer!
That was the trailer for Billy Madison, again, released on February 10th, 1995, with a runtime of 89 minutes, rated PG-13. Written by Ten Harley and Adam Sandler, directed by Tamara Davis, starring Adam Sandler, Darren McGavin, and Bridget Wilson Sampras. Initial thoughts on this one. I had seen, oddly enough, the trailer that Todd played before was the first Adam Sandler movie I saw. I saw Happy Gilmore before I saw this one. And I don't think I ever recall, or maybe I just always missed the beginning. Just real quick, initial thoughts. The first 10 minutes were a little rough to get through. just for me. Greg, how about you and your initial thoughts?
I'm surprised you limited it to the first 10 minutes. You know, this was a movie I remember really enjoying. I used to really enjoy all the Adam Sandler films. The cast, phenomenal cast of supporting actors and such. So, this is one of those movies that my memory was much better than what it ended up being. So it was fun to go back to and revisit, but I think maybe my humor's different. But it was a little slow going for me.
I'll follow up with that first 10 minutes in a second. Todd?
Yeah, I thought I was going to be the only one that this did not really age well. I'm already gonna bleep it during the trailer.
Right.
Yeah, I think we've aged out of that humor. I mean,
well, I was trying to figure out it. Go ahead.
You know, humor doesn't necessarily... I was having the same conversation after watching this, because it's weird that a movie like this, you can say something like we've aged out of that humor, but you've still got such classics like Airplane's still great slapstick. You know, all the Mel Brooks films are dated, but still hilarious, you know. So it's weird how certain comedy, you know, just doesn't. Is it our age? Is it the just that it we're not in that moment where that is the thing, you know? But because I do like a lot of Adam Sandler stuff, you know, but this one just wasn't doing it.
Well, I mean, the reason why I say like the first 10 minutes is because I actually enjoy the plot and the concept of somebody re-going through school. That should make a funny movie. I think what the problem was is the first 10 minutes was very just Adam Sandler. Like, it was like that.
It is his first movie.
But it's like the studio must have been like, can you just do like 10 minutes of just Adam Sandler stuff? And that was his drunk character. That's why I said it was really tough to get through. But once you made it past that and the actual plot of the movie presents itself, then it was okay. And he started going to school. That was fine. You might have seen me during the trailer. I maybe laughed a little too hard when he was beaning kids with the dodgeball. But that was amusing. But I think once it actually had got going, I was more interested in the story itself than I was looking for any laughs.
You'd be interested in the dance number.
Why? Like, what are you trying to say?
You love those mid-movie dance numbers. I know that's your thing.
No, I just hate it when one of the characters is approved the entire time. It's like, oh, wait a second. This 40-year-old lady showed up to a high school and she starts dancing and she's half naked. I'm going to start taking off my clothes. What the? We're not getting into one spit, and damn it. It's almost been a year, Todd. Why do you got to do that? Huh?
Well, speaking of a year.
You know I'm already pissed off.
Speaking of a year, this is, I still think, Private School holds up better than this, in my opinion. Ozzy will disagree, but I know some of our listeners might agree.
A few things that are little, I don't know.
Yeah.
Moments.
Yeah. There's quite a few in a different way, but quite a few. And one of them you catch in the trailer. That's a little uncomfortable. Actually a few things, but here's the one thing. Like, I was excited to watch this again. I watched the movie made in 95 and 90s is my sweet spot, and it didn't give me that fun 90s feeling. I was just like,
right.
Unfortunately, this just didn't hold up for me. I didn't hate it. I chuckled a few times. I do have, but when we get to the other stuff.
Wait, within that, though, I do have to say there was a stilt walking juggler doing a proper cascade.
Okay.
That's how so you that's juggle. Gonna,
not a shower. He was done. Doing the cascade.
That's
so
right.
That bumps it up a number, shower. I'm guessing.
No,
a little bit. Now, granted, it does the trope that all jugglers are clowns, which I hate. There are wonderful professional jugglers and stilt walkers that don't need to be clowns. But that aside, yes. And which, those are actually drywall stilts that he was walking on. You could tell when he starts to fall, much easier to walk on. For those of you who do want to get into stilt walking, because, you know, it's a popular thing.
I'm guessing the stilt walkers look down on the ones who use the drywall ones, right?
No, well, I think the stilt it depends. Yeah. Down, if you're like just doing like roaming atmosphere, that's fine. If you're performing, like you're doing, you know, all these maneuvers and such, then
quick, Greg, can you explain what the term general atmosphere means?
So like, if you're just like that clown who's just walking around juggling, you know, just doing its thing, you know, not really putting on a show. It's not about the stilt walking. It's just like, oh, look at that. You know,
part of the atmosphere.
Exactly. You know, gotcha. Whereas like very like amazingly talented stilt walkers with the peg stilts, you'll see them do all these bends and flips and all these cool things. And they're a show more so than atmosphere.
Got it. Okay.
That's your juggling lesson for today, folks.
All right. Well, there you go.
Was that also your favorite moment? The still walking juggling?
Just about.
Well, why don't we just transition right into it? What was your favorite moment, Greg?
Honestly, at the end, Steve Buscemi's emergence, and he just gives that look of, there you go, bud. You know, I don't want to ruin what he does, but
sure,
it's just
sure.
Like that moment. Like, I felt like Steve was great. Like the little bits he was in it, he was fantastic.
Right. Todd?
That's exactly what I have in my notes. Anytime Steve Buscemi pops up. But I did have one second little sight gag I liked. I just want to know where I can get my subscription to Drunk Chick magazines. But other than that,
right.
Steve Buscemi.
Here's what's amusing, and I think something that's rather noteworthy is I'm going to complete the trifecta here, not of Steve Buscemi, but of favorite lines or a scene that aren't about the main character, right? Mm-hmm. So Steve Buscemi's like just supporting, just cameo, if you will. Where I lost my shit was during the Billy was in the pool and in comes Veronica to slap some sense into him or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then his friends are like, hey, maybe they're playing water polo. No, I think they're playing Marco Polo. Ah, that was a great game. It's just after Norm saying that was a great game, I lost it. Just like that never clicked with me before. Like they just played a game of Marco Polo outside the pool at that just one mark like that. That just made me lose it. And also just Norm was leading a conga line with a sandwich on his head at one point when he's like, who can I get to turn on Billy? He's leading the conga line with a sandwich on his head. It's hilarious. Sorry, Todd, was that?
No, I did want to throw out there, if you want a good 90s Tamara Davis movie, Half-Baked, that's my recommendation.
Well,
still holds up, still funny.
Which
still
we have 90s. Reviewed, by the way.
You can go back and listen to it.
Before Dave Chappelle was canceled.
Yeah. You can't cancel Dave Chappelle.
No, but before that whole stuff happened, oh, it was like two months before. Yes. So we got it in there right before we would have maybe gotten some stuff for it.
And yeah, you brought up Veronica Bridget Wilson before she got Sampressed. Yeah, I was a fan of hers.
in the Mortal Kombat movie, played Sonya Blade.
Yeah.
And also provided her voice in the DLC for Mortal Kombat 11, which came out, this actually came out years ago, but the DLC involving skins from the 95 movie. Christopher Lambert, Shang Tsung, Johnny Cage, and Sonya Blade. So that's cool of her. But what's interesting is that outside of Billy Madison and Mortal Kombat, she's done a few TV spots here and there, but nothing really.
She did Last Action Hero. She did House on Haunted Hill. She was a bit of an it girl in the mid-90s. Yeah. No, she quit acting at some point.
Oh, had she done Mortal Kombat before this?
Mortal Kombat.
Or was it after?
I think it was around the same time. Yeah, I can't recall what happened.
Because there is that kid who makes the comment of Mortal
Kombat. Mortal Kombat is the greatest game on Sega Genesis. It's the greatest game ever.
95, she has Higher Learning, Billy Madison, and Mortal Kombat, and Nixon. I'd have to check the actual release dates, which I'm doing currently.
Well, either way, they probably all film around the same time, you know, so they knew. I wonder if that was a little nod to her work.
Yeah, it has to be. I mean, at 95, they were all all doing the work. Yeah, 90. Her last, like, now she has a few things popping up, but like her
TV shows mostly.
Yeah, but 2008 was like her last. She did like three things. I mean, she really wasn't very active after 2002.
Got it. Can you turn off your what's going on, you Mr. Poppy?
Yeah,
over there?
Sorry about that. Yeah.
Hey, it's Friday night. Come on, Ozzy. Yeah, oh, wait, Brian, sorry.
Greg's got some booty calls.
Look, everyone thought I was recording at 6, and, you know, I'm sorry. It's.
I also just exposed us. Yes, we are pre-recording, but they know that we're not live tonight.
Oh, no, I was going to expose that once we go towards the end when I talk about my championship over here.
All right.
But before we can get to that, let's get to the ratings of this movie. Greg, I had you kick us off with your favorite moment. Why don't you kick us off with the rating?
You know, I still, like you mentioned, the story premise is fun. The supporting actors are great. There are some fun moments. So it is a watchable film. It just, I think it doesn't hold up to what I remember it being. So I'm still going to give it a 3 for being something that was fun to have on. But, you know, it just wasn't the same.
Yeah, I was going back and forth with that. I think I'm going to go with 2.5 as average. But again, you got that stilt bump. So
yeah, that's right. And the clown getting hurt because. Yeah,
because screw them clowns. Yeah.
I'm going to go with a 3, mainly because it's so fun to have the supporting characters make you laugh more than the main character.
Right.
Like Chris Farley's facial expression after he was thrown the sandwich, like just that those extra few seconds just got me really good.
Or when he's helping Billy study.
Right. Of course. The classic.
And the principal, you know what? I'm about to up it to 3. I'm thinking there of some other funny bits. Yeah.
Although then you go back to Billy's friend at the graduation, and you're just like, oh, that might bump it down to a 2. That's awkward.
But I will say there is one line that Billy had exclaimed that made me laugh pretty hard. It's when they left the flaming bag of dog crap on the guy's doormat, and then. It's that poop again. He yells, he called the shit poop. Yeah, that made me. Because every time I hear an adult use that word, that's exactly what I think of.
And even just like the guys, like that old man who's like, his wife goes, don't stomp it with your boot. And he's like, don't tell me what to do. that was a great scene.
Before I jump into the rating, there is a slight bump that I had to give. So, as I'm driving around, I have like an impromptu song that I had come up with, right? Because it's so frustrating. I'm in an intersection that I always drive by where I get a stop sign, but this going this direction does not. And everybody always stops and they look at me. So I just would lower my window down. And now I just yell, you don't have a stop sign. I got a stop sign. You got a stop sign, so please keep moving along. And then I realized, Billy passed the 4th grade. Oh, what a glorious day. Billy passed the 4th grade in the Billy Madison way. And I was like, holy cow. So I remember that singer, that note of repeating the same line first. And I had applied that towards everything. Everything that pisses me off and I apply a tune to, I refer to that. So it's locked at a base minimum for 3 for me. So that makes it 3 threes for the 3 of us. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait. Well, what did you officially bump it up, Todd?
I did.
Okay.
Okay. So we're a 3 for all 3 of us for Billy Madison. Todd, is this streaming anywhere?
It is currently streaming on HBO Max as of this recording.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Huh.
It is currently streaming on Peacock as of this recording.
Okay. Because I mean, I prefer the HBO Max platform. So it's like, if you would have been like, oh yeah, it's on HBO Max, no one's going to go to the Peacock. I don't know. Todd favors the cock. Okay. So as I mentioned at the beginning, I have to talk about it. That was, of course, I got to close this out the proper way. Billy Madison, ladies and gentlemen. I will just say, as a fair note, I've used this comparison before. Not one I'd choose to watch by myself or be prompting to watch it. But if somebody said, hey, I'm going to watch this, would you want to join? Sure. That's Billy Madison. Check it out if you wish. Worth a revisit just to know where you're at, if you will, so that way you don't get your hopes up next time you're going to see it. Like what Greg was mentioning, I had better memories last time I saw it, so that might be you. Judge
I'm
for
afraid
yourself.
I'm afraid of future Sandler movies now. I think Happy Madison will fare okay.
You mean Happy Gilmore?
Yes. Sorry. Oh, that's the company. Yes.
Yeah. But we'll get to that. We'll eventually get to that because I did have a request for Don't Mess with the Zohan, which we're going to have to get through, unfortunately.
Never seen that one.
Yeah. That's been a choice thing for me. Okay. So now, Todd said he had, you know, messed it up, broke the fourth wall. Oh, I meant, you know, I gave it away that we're pre-recording today. We are. Today is September 2nd. Now, here's what's really, it's really frustrating. Is my league that I dominate because they suck decided to have their draft Tuesday at 7:30. You guys know what's on Tuesdays?
Trivia.
You're damn right. Trivia every Tuesday at 7 o'clock. So these guys pick 30 minutes after I start trivia to do their draft, thinking that I'm going to auto draft. No, I'm not going to give these fuckers the pleasure of seeing me auto draft. I'm going to take this trophy with me. I'm going to take a laptop with me. I'm going to draft while I'm hosting trivia. Nothing, no other trivia host or professional Westinghouse has ever done in the middle of a trivia night. And I'm going to just, why? You know what's frustrating is that I'm in the middle of like getting so angry and so mad, and then my mom starts calling me. It's almost like she senses like, mijo, calm down. No, I'm not going to calm down because these guys chose a draft time to sabotage me and retaining victory. And I'll tell you this, no matter what happens at the end of the season, there's going to be an asterisk down at the bottom. If it's somebody else that gets this trophy, I'll go ahead and put their name on this. I'm going to have an asterisk that says, Ozzy had to auto draft because we suck. We had to pick a day that we wanted to draft that he was hosting trivia. We want to have standard scoring. We want to keep the kicker. These guys aren't on my level and they got to sabotage me by picking a draft time when I'm hosting trivia. But doesn't matter. I'm going to wipe the floor with all seven of these guys and girls. Okay. I think I'm good now.
You sure?
No, but at least for the next 10 minutes, maybe, I don't know, maybe next week's episode, which we will be reviewing and discussing Blues Brothers, starring Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. There might be some leftover residual anger, but here's the very tough, the truest, toughest of parts is that this is being recorded on September 2nd before week football season is still 6 days away. However, when this airs, it's already going to be 2 weeks into the season. So when I'm talking about yelling, destroying my league mates, I could be 0-2 in my league, or I could be 2-1, which I am going to be because I'm going to beat the crap of all my other league mates. I can't let it go. It just doesn't want to stay hidden.
The Raiders can be 0-2.
I swear to God. The Raiders play the Niners this year, right? We'll see what happens. Oh, all right. Really? And yes, my air conditioner has been on for 2 hours and I'm sweating like a pig because I'm so pissed off. Draft time at Tuesdays. Why do they even want to have a kicker anymore? Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, if you did not enjoy the outburst, I apologize, but if you enjoyed it, wasn't intentional, meant for entertainment. I just needed to let that out because, you know, when you play with a bunch of I'm not going to get started again. But next week, we will be back with a new episode. Greg, Todd, anything else before we head out for the week?
I'm just wondering if we'll beat you with our backup quarterback.
Oh, man. Okay. Todd, you got anything?
Good night.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. I'm Ozzy V. That's Greg. That's Todd. We'll see you next week right here on Flesh Wound Farce.